Good morning, on Sunday, the 25th of December 2022, Christmas Day morning. The readings for today are from Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 to 4, and the Gospel according to St. John chapter 1, verses 1 to 18. And I very simply want to consider these four verses in Hebrews chapter 1. And let me read it. God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high, having become so much better than the angels, as he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. And that's it in its entirety. But the thing that comes, that just speaks to me out of this particular passage, is that God has always wanted to talk to us. Starts off, God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets. And now he's spoken by his Son. God wants to communicate with you and me. That's what he wants to do. He does not want to be a distant God. And yes, he is the Lord God Almighty. Yes, he created everything. Yes, he is all-powerful, all-knowing, all-present. That is who he is. But before Jesus came on the earth, he spoke through the prophets. He spoke. And God speaks. And I want to tell you that God speaks today. And yes, this is Christmas Day. This is the time when we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ coming into the world. But in a way, part of why he came into the world is so that God could communicate with us. And Jesus was able to do that partly by purging of our sins, as it says in verse 3, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high. Jesus did all of that, but for the purpose that God could communicate with us. He wants to fellowship with you and me. He wants to be in relationship with you and me. That is his heart's desire. That is what he wants. And in a very real way, he is speaking. And our response should be, am I listening? Am I listening? Are you listening? Are you hearing what God is speaking today? And the thing is, it's not just because this is Christmas Day and we know about the birth of Jesus into the world. We know the story and we know about the manger and we know all of that. But are you hearing God speak to you? Now, yes, he speaks through the Bible. Yes, he speaks through the Word of God. But he's speaking to you today. Are you hearing him? Or are you lost in the dinner? Are you lost in the turkey and the gammon? Are you lost in the presence? Because, yes, that's what the day's about, or part of what the day's about. But are you caught up in all of that so that you miss the fact that he wants to talk to you today? And the message, and this is nearly going to knock it on the head what I'm about to say, because people just go, yeah, I know that. But part of what he wants to say to you today is, I love you. I love you. And I want to encourage you that sometime today, you just stop and say, thank you, Father, you love me. Thank you. Thank you for loving me. Thank you that I'm important enough in your plan that not only did you send your son into the world to save me, but you did it so that you could talk to me and actually I could talk to you and we could have a conversation because that's how much you love me. And I remember whenever I came to faith, being told that if I was the only person in the world, God loves me enough that Jesus would have died for me. And again, we can lose the importance of what I've just said there by focusing on, yeah, he went to the cross for me. But the point is that he did it because he wants to have a relationship with me. He wants to talk to me. He wants me to communicate with him, to hear his voice, to hear his intent, just to fellowship with him because he loves me. And so on this Christmas Sunday morning in 2022, I want to encourage you and to help you to realize that God loves you. But in loving you, he wants to have relationship and communication and fellowship with you. Because he's been talking in the past, he's been talking through his son, he's talking through the world, through the word. Please, please, please listen to him. And not only know that he loves you, but he just wants to fellowship with you. So I just want to wish you a very happy Christmas. And listen to God and speak with him today. For Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.